So I'll tell you what I said yesterday in Schultz to get El. The Torah says at the beginning of the Pasha, of yesterday's Pasha, last week's Pasha, because we're aiming to start with Nechon. So the Rebbe says, "Hey, you should see. I'm giving you a bracha and kolah. You have the end of Pasha Nitzavim. The Torah also says that Chaim Amav is Masatul Masatul Panechad Bracha Vakolu Bachata Lachaim. So it's interesting over here in Pasha Zerei, it doesn't say the main thing. The main thing is the Bachata Lachaim." It says, take a look, I'm giving you a choice. Okay, you're giving me a choice. But it doesn't say what you're supposed to choose. So what's the mitzvah Re'e? You should see that there's a choice. It should. The Torah ought to carry. So you say, maybe it's obvious. Obviously, if I'm giving you bracha v'kola, obviously you're supposed to choose bracha. But you see later on in Pashtun Yisrael, the Torah says, the Torah doesn't just take it for granted. The Torah makes that a tzibur. So why over here in Pashas Re'e, does it just say Re'e, but it doesn't say the main thing? So what is exactly this mitzvah Re'e? You see that I'm giving you a choice. The main thing, Ikechosim and Asefer, the main thing that the Torah is, the main thing the Torah is commanding, is what you should choose, just to notice that there's a choice. So hi, Mike. So, Shad is Pashas. That is two different in Yonah. There's one in Yonah, Bachat HaLachayim, when you have choices in life. Torah says life is full of choices between Tov and Ra, choices between Chaim and Lovas, between Bruch and Klala. So there's one thing, Torah is mitzvah, that Ubachat Lachaim, you should make the right choices, and that by itself is an avodah. Person very often even can make the wrong choice, even knowing that it's the wrong choice. A person could be Bechu Bera. So there's a tzili of Ubachat Lachaim. But in Pashas Re'e, it says something else that comes before that. Before you could have Ubachat Lachaim, the Torah says, you should stop and think what your choices are. A person could go through life without ever stopping to think, without ever being misplaced, just caught up in the inertia, caught up in the flow, and never stop to think that, maybe I could be doing something, maybe I'm doing something wrong, maybe I could be doing something better. I should take stock. Maybe my life is not really the way it ought to be. Maybe it's not in accordance with what I really believe. A person might never even stop to think about that. Think about the fact that anybody has choices. Torah says, first of all, Re'e is a special mitzvah. Re'e. Re'e means to explain it, to stop and think, to look underneath the surface. Not just to look at the superficialities of what's going on around you, but to stop and think underneath the surface, what are the choices? How could I order things differently? How could I be better? Just to think about what's going on. Is this really beseder? And then after that comes another mitzvah of Uvachad Elochai. Once you've taken stock, once you've done the work of thinking through, thinking beneath it, thinking about the fact that there are options. Life is full of options. If you don't stop to think, you don't realize what those options are. Just get caught up. You do what everybody else is doing. You think what everybody else is doing. Most of us just live in an echo chamber, Whatever the people around us say, that's what we say. Whatever the people around us, whatever their opinion is. Like, look how it is in the world today. Everybody tweets something, and everybody gets caught up, and they all start to... I don't know exactly how that works exactly, but everybody is...
Yeah, you totally had us.
The tweeting I really don't exactly have, but there seems to be such a thing. And that's if people just caught up in, you see even in Kazan Israel, like the whole world is there. They have a certain... Everybody's in lockstep. Like public opinion is in lockstep, and nobody thinks any different. Whatever people around me think, so that's what I think. So there's a special mitzvah for not to just be satisfied with what everybody else is saying, not just to be satisfied with what's superficial, but to think things through, to think things a little oimik, think about your life oimik, think about the world around you oimik, and to realize that there are choices, and when you have as clear a picture as possible of what those. When you have a clear picture, and you've seen beneath the surface, then there's another mitzvah of Bechad Lechaim. So I thought that's maybe the idea. We have Aseret Yemei Teshuva, 10 days devoted to Teshuva, and then we have Elul, which is the month of Teshuva. So which is it? Are you supposed to do Teshuva in Elul? Are you supposed to do Teshuva in Aseret Yemei Teshuva? Aseret Yemei Teshuva, that's the time for Teshuva. That's why we have Aseret Yemei Teshuva, Dirshu Shem Yimotzei. Right? Rather, Rav says, you know, Afak Bishad Shuvah, Shad Shuvah is Yofar always, but in Aser Simet Shuvah, that's especially the time for Shuvah. And then we have a whole month of Elul, it's a month of Shuvah. So what exactly is the difference between the Avod of Elul and the Avod of Aser Simet Shuvah? So I thought that's the difference. The Avod of Elul is a Bahar to Bahayim. The Avod of Elul is to make resolutions, you know, to really, and you have to, when you have the Yisroimimus, you have to get put up in the majesty of Rosh Hashanah and then Yom Kippur. And so that's the time to make the resolves to Bahar to Bahayim. But the Avod of Elul is the Avod of Re'eh. It's the Avod that comes before Bahar to Bahayim. It's to take stock. You can't just want to come into Rosh Hashanah, you want to make, you know, resolve, I'm going to do it. But you haven't thought things through, you haven't thought about, you know, what the choices are. There has to be a month of taking stock, a month of making cheshbon nefesh, a month of thinking about what's important in life and whether my life is exactly, you know, lined up with that. And after that month of prayer, then you could have the Aser Simet Shuvah v'luchar to b'chaim. The Mashgiach of Yeruchim once said, I think he wrote it in a letter, he said, what's the main point of the chinuch of yeshiva? Some of the mirror in particular. What's the main thing to which we are machanach in the mirror? Somebody comes out, he's a product of the mirror. He's talking about the mirror in those days. The mirror was the mother of yeshivas. He said, what's the main thing that we're inculcating in our talmidim? So the main thing that we inculcate in our talmidim is not to be a superficial person, not to look at anything superficially, not to read a gemara superficially, just but to read it la'omek, to read beneath the surface. Not to read Musar superficially, but to read, to learn Musar, you know, l'aymet, not in a superficial way, and not to look at life superficially. To apply that the person should be not to be a shitchistic person in general, because yeah, that it spills over. The person develops the habit of not being satisfied with the superficial understanding of a black gemara, not being satisfied with the superficial understanding of Musar, of Re'ei. So he won't be satisfied with a superficial understanding of the day-to-day life as well. You know, that's the main hallmark, he said, of a yeshiva product. So that's the big avodah. But anyway, that's part of what we're trying to do, is to learn how to, you know, not to look at a gemara superficially, not to look at a sugya superficially, but to read, to see what lies beneath the surface, the patterns that lie beneath the surface, and the oimik that lies beneath the surface. And that's what it means to be. I think that's a big part of what it means to be a ben yeshiva. In a certain way, I think it runs counter to. I said this in the past. In a certain way, it runs counter to what you to college education. And I think a big point in college. I don't know that much about college either. Sort of like Twitter, but. But I think the way it works, you know, you have to read a lot of material. You don't necessarily have to read a glaimit, but you have to read a lot of material, and you write a term paper, which is like very thin understanding. I'll try to show you that you read all the material. And the idea is like to familiarize yourself with a lot of information. And but here, and what we're trying to do over here, it's such an approach to learning as well, but. We're trying to do over here is just the opposite. We're not necessarily going to see that much material, but whatever we see, whatever we look at, to try to look at it in a way that's deep, in a way that penetrates beneath the shitchis. Okay, just to know what the expectations are. How many guys here are new? Just by show of hands. I mean, I know there's a fair amount of new people. So, what the expectation is in terms of shiur, what I expect. First of all. Guys who've been here for a while know already very well. The main, as far as being prepared for shiur, is the expectation is that you should know the Shakta Vatayah and Marashi Taisus Balpeh. Obviously, I don't mean word for word. I don't care about word for word. I don't know word for word. But to know the Shakta Vatayah Balpeh, you should be able to say outside the Shakta Vatayah of the Gemara, the Shakta Vatayah of Rashi, the Shakta Vatayah of Taisus. That's very, that's important. I don't want to be marach about it right now, but I'm a big believer in doing that during Seder and making it part of the Iyun. You know, to speak out after you learn a Gemara, after you've gone through the Gemara the first time, to speak it out outside, and as you're speaking it out, to think about what you're saying, and that should be part of the Iyun itself. You're learning a Taisus, after you learn the Taisus or a segment of the Taisus, to speak it out, what a Taisus asks, what a Taisus answer, and as you're doing that, to think about what you're saying and to ask on it, to answer. No, that should be the focal of the focus of the Iyun. say this very often, and I hope that will force you to concentrate on the structure of the sugya. You're just reading it on the printed page. It doesn't force your mind in the same way. When you're saying it about pet, it forces you to think about, what did I ask? What did the Gemara ask? What did the Gemara answer? Is that really what the Gemara is asking? And so on and so forth. And it's a very, very useful thing. So anyway, but you have to know, you should know the Shaka Vitaria of the Gemara Shitaisvis. I write up the shiurim and I put the notes online. That's part of shiur also, that you should read the notes. Oh, that's very, this is the Ellis from that. I try to put the notes up in a timely fashion. Sometimes they get revised as we go along. But the guys who do that, you'll see that they find that I believe, and that's part of why I do it, is that it has a very big te'elis. It reinforces, you get more the diukadvar. You know, you can talk and talk and talk, but when you write it down and when you read it, then you see more, you know, the precision, and if there's a lack of precision, then it shows up and so on. So there's a very big synergy between the shiur itself, the oral part of the shiur, and the written part of the shiur. I would like to do chaburis this year. You know, sometimes we do it and it carries through. Sometimes we try. I know sometimes I say we're going to do it and it doesn't carry through. I would like to carry it through. The shiur assistants, Dov and Yonason, they're going to be responsible to make sure that it really happens. Probably start after Yom Tov. As in the past, what we usually do is that I say that, you know, guys who are here already the second year, it's mandatory. And if you're here for the first year, then it's optional. You don't have to do it. But if you're already here, then you should be saying chaburis. Okay, so Chazal say Harbi Lamadiki Merabaisim, Mechaber Yosim Merabaisim, Talmid Yosim Mikulam. So I hope the Olam will learn a lot from me this year, and I expect that I'll learn even more from the Olam. And I hope and I expect that we will have a very productive year. It's certainly very Lundish apparent, and there's a lot to do. So let's start. We're just going to make that really just a haschala today. It says Eilin Irish Eishlin Knas. So Rashi says Eilin Irish. Dafka Naira. The fact the Mishnah is Eilin Irish. The implication is that the Chiyuv Knas is only by a Naira. A Naira meaning Mishviyish Teis Irish Adshuti Boger Ben Shisha Chadoshim Shivin Nairus Lubagus. Avol Ktanu Begeres Eilin Lehem Knas. The Mishnah implies that a Begeres was after Nairus and a Ktanu was before Nairus. Neither of them have Knas. That's explicit in the Gemara. The Gemara says that this Mishnah goes like a mayor, that a Knana doesn't have Knas. And Shuli Machlekes Tanoim, that's the first Gemara. It's Machlekes Tanoim if a Knana has Knas. And a Begeres for sure has no Knas. But Teres and Naira. But Shilas is that Mamayda Ktana. A mayor holds Mamayda Ktana. Only a Naira has Knas. The Rabbanan say that a Naira and a Ktana have Knas. And this Mishnah that says Eilu Nairas, that assumes that Knas only applies to Nairas. The Mishnah says that this Mishnah goes like, at least this part of the Mishnah, goes like Reb Meir. Sheesh lem knas, says Rashi, im onso odom, noisim lavia chamishim kesef, kirichziv enosan isha sheikhe. That's a little bit schwer. Rashi is im onso odom. The chiyuv knas not only by oinus, the chiyuv knas by oinus and by mefak. And so why does Rashi say im onso odom? If he was mefak the naira, you also have to pay knas. In a way it's worse, the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a kasha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Fayim Dalet, Taisus quotes it. The Gemara in Eden Ayin Dalet asks, the halacha is that if a person is roidef, if he's roidef hachanayra to be ma'anisar, so you're allowed to kill him. You know, so we would be rapists. He's running after an ayra, a psula. So the halacha is nitin latzila v'nafsha. You're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to kill. So he's chayiv misa in a way. That's a kind of Gemara. He says that's a kind of chayiv misa. So the Gemara asks, how is an ma'anis ever chayiv knas? It should always be kimelik drabinet. Because while he's running after to be ma'anis, there's nitin latzilu benafshik. So he's chayiv misa. And we know this rule. That's going to be one of the main subject matters of Eilin Irish. This rule of kimelik drabinet. If a person is mischayiv and with one action or at one time he's mechayiv mamon and misa, so mechayiv misa, pathos from mechayiv mamon. So here he had a chayiv misa, b'shas ma'isa, even though the ma'isa doesn't get killed, because While he's running after it. If nobody killed him and he was manasseh, we don't haul him to Beis Din and kill him afterwards. But the Gemara held, it doesn't matter. If Shas Maisa, he was Chayav Misa. If Shas Maisa was Chayav Misa, should pater from Mammon. So how do you ever have... Whereas how do you ever have by Arias? It's only by Arias, but by Arias, the Mishnah says includes among the cases the Yechayev Knas. Well, Achaisai and so on, the Gemara includes cases of Arias. By Arias, how do you ever have a Chayev Knas? He's gone, he's always Chayev Misuk, because Nitin Latsilu Benashe. So Gemara has a few Terutsun. One of the Terutsun, my Papa says, is that the Mishnah is talking about Mefata. So by a mafata, there's no nitin l'tzila naben. That's only if he's running after against her will. If it's not against her will, so there's no, he's not chayav misa. So Rav Papa says, this Mishnah that says that Eilu Nairis and includes various Arayis, that there's a chiyah knas, it's not true about Oynis. Because if he's ma'anis in Erba, then he's then kim levi rabin, and he's not chayav knas. The Mishnah is dafka talking about a mafata. So that's, he makes Rashi even more troubling. It's not only does Rashi say, him ansa adam, which is not exhaustive, because the Chorot applies to Mefata as well. Why didn't Rashi also mention Mefata? The Koin Gemara in heaven is even worse. It's not even necessarily true about him on Sa'odim. On Sa'odim, then Eilu Nairis don't necessarily have Knas, at least not by the cases, many of the cases the Mishnah enumerates that are Arayis. So the Mishnah is talking about Mefata. Yes, that's a Shailen Rashi. I don't know what's Shailen in Rashi, but talk upon him, that's a little bit troubling in Rashi, why he says him on Sa'odim. Okay, so anyway, let's go back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Eilu Nairis Sheishtam Knas, namely, Habol Ha Mamzeres, Ve'ala Nesima, Ve'ala Kusus. These are all Noshim Psulis, but they're all having comments, they're Noshim Psulis. Yes, so Gemara asks, Rashi quotes it, the Gemara asks, and only Noshim Psulis have Knas? What if she's none of the above? She's not a Mamzeres, not a Nesima, she's not a Kusus, she's just a regular Naira. You know, it's a regular Bezakah girl. So why is that not mentioned in the Mishnah? So the Gemara Sinacham is Rebusa. It means Eilu Nairis Psulis Sheishtam Knas. Even Nairis Psulis, Naira Sheravada, but even these Nairis Psulis, even though they're Psulis, I might have thought the Psulis, maybe they shouldn't get Knas. So the Mishnah said, no, it doesn't matter, this Knas anyway. So you have Abola Mamzeres, it's Chayv Lavin, Bala Nesino, we'll see in Rashi what exactly a Nesino is, a long places. Bialakusis, Abola Gioris, Vela Shvi, Vela Shifko, Shem Niftu, Vishnisgar, Vishnistachru, Pusis, Minois, Sholos, Shonam, Vionechot. So they have in common that they all have a din of Psulis. So even though a Gioris, when she was a Goita, did not have a Cheskis, that she's Mishumeris, and likewise a Shvi and a Shifko, but since they all became, you know, Ois, Gioris, since the Gioris, the place, she became no longer a Goyo, no longer a Shvi, no longer a Shifko. When she was still chusus, mi'nei skimul shalom v'yamechon, when it's psula sel chayzois, so therefore they are becheskas besula. So they have knas. Lapuke, if they were more than 3 years old, that's in the next mission. And finally, abola chayzi v'ala chayzol v'ala chayzimai v'ala chayz ishtoi v'ala shis opiv v'ala shis achiobiv v'ala nido, yesh lem knas, afal pi shehem behi kores, and they have Mrs. Beistin, even though there's a chiv kores, but since there's no chiv Mrs. Beistin, so they have knas. The idea being, if there be a chiv misa based, then it's kimah libud rabin, that's going to be the next mishnah. Habol bitoy. Whenever there's a chiv misa, misa's based in, so then you have kimah libud rabin, and if there's kimah libud rabin, then there's no chiv mamon. But chiv chorus does not part there from mamon. So that's the mishnah. We'll see later on as we go through the Gemara that the mishnah includes really there's two chidushim here in this mishnah. Chidush number one is that there's no kimah libud rabin on chorus. Chayve chorus don't have kimah libud rabin. We'll see later. That's a machlekes tanoim. There is a Tana holds of Nechunim and Akana that this Kimle the Rabbinay even by Chayv Karas. In which case, Abola Chayis will be potter from Kassas Kimle the Rabbinay. So our mission teaches me that it's not true, even though the Chayv Karas don't have Kimle the Rabbinay. That's Kiddush number one in the Mishnah, that it's not like Lapukki from Rav Nechunim and Akana. In addition, we'll see in the Gemara, in the beginning, that there are Tanoim who hold that there's no Chiv, forget Kimle the Rabbinay, there are Tanoim who hold that there is no chiyuv knas for women who is not able to marry. Since the Torah says v'lo yisi elisha, one of the dinim of ayin, the din is both by an ayinus, by a ma'anus, the din is that he has two chiyuv. First of all, he has a chiyuv knas, and And he has a chiyuv of leisil isha, that if the girl wants and the father wants the man, it's the chiyuv to marry. Mitzvah of leisil isha. And mefatah, so we'll talk about mefatah in a second, but kapanim ba'ainus, that's it, then he has two chiyuv, he has a chiyuv knasim, he has a chiyuv leisil isha. So there are tanoim udashin, that from the leisil isha, that a woman who's not ru'uyoloi, isha ru'uyoloi, the woman who's not ru'uyoloi for the leisil isha doesn't have a chiyuv knasida. So if you be ma'aret l'moshel l'mamzeres, so there's no b'loisi elisha, she's not isha ruyula. So according to him, there won't be a chiyuv knas either. It's a package deal. If there's no, she's not isha ruyula, then there's no chiyuv knas. So the Mishnah is lapuki from that as well. The Mishnah says that if he's ba'al ha'mamzeres, there's no, he's not going to marry her. He's not going to marry her. You can ask why he says that. That we'll see later on. But upon him, there's no mitzvah. He's not mechuyev to marry. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says that there's a chiyuv knas. The chiyuv knas is separate from the chiyuv of loisi elisha. So that's another chiddush. Notice the Mishnah here is lapuke from two different tanoim. The Mishnah is first of all lapuke from Rav Shimon ben Asya, who says that in the loisi elisha isha ruyula, that there's only a chiyuv knas if he's ma'anis isha that he's able to marry. The Mishnah says otherwise, that it's not true. There's a chiyuv knas regardless. And number two, the Mishnah is not like a Mechunu ben Akonya, said the Bechayvei Chorus, not Chayvei Lavin, Bechayvei Chorus, there's Kimelid Rabbinate. The Mishnah says that's not true either. There's no Kimelid Rabbinate even by Chayvei Chorus, and therefore there's no Chiyuv, and therefore there is a Chiyuv Knas. Okay, while we're on the subject, maybe just mention briefly by Mefata. So by Oynis, the halach is, what's the difference between Oynis and the din of Oynis and the Mefata? They both have a din of both have a chiyuv knas. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says later on, and Daf Amates, the difference is that ha'oynis shayses batzitzer, the meaning that by ha'oynis and anos, he has to marry her even if he doesn't want. That's it. His own fee was manaser. The Torah says leisi elisha, and she doesn't have to. She could say no. The father could say no. But the ma'anis had no choice in the matter. He has a mitzvah of a leisi elisha. That's not true by a mafata. By a mafata, the halacha is that. And it's only if he wants and she wants and the father wants and everybody's happy with the shidduch, so then they can have a shotgun wedding and that's okay. But if she's not interested and he's not interested, there's no chiyuv. More dashin is b'msukim. Ma mirena loy leisha, it has to be loy but mitzaynoy. Anyway, it has to be everybody has to be on board. But the difference is that if he marries her, then it's not chayav knas. He's only chayav knas if he's mimayin imayin yimayin. If he's mimayin to marry her, or she's mimayin, somebody's mimayin. Imayin yimayin avil l'sitalei. If the father's mimayin, or she's mimayin, or he's mimayin. If somebody says no, so then there's a chiyuv knas. By oynis is a chiyuv knas regardless. By oynis is a chiyuv knas regardless. There's a chiyuv knas and there's a chiyuv leisi l'isha. You have to do both things. By mefate, it's either or. Either he marries her, and then there's no chiyuv knas. Or he doesn't marry her, and then there is a chiyuv knas. It's an interesting thing. The Gemara says in also just the yediyah. The Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Lamedtes. The Gemara says like this: the Torah says imoyin yimayin avio l'sitoloi. That if the stomach mefata, that if the father is mimayin, the father refuses. Father says, "I don't want my daughter to marry this guy." So then he has to pay. Then he has to pay. He has to pay knas. Doesn't have to. Then he has to pay knas. So the Gemara dashens, it only says the father was married. What if the father wants her to get married to this guy, but she doesn't want? So the Gemara dashens from the double ocean in Yemayin, that she could also be Mamayin. She could also be Mamayinus. So the father could be Mamayin. She could be Mamayinus. And either way, it'll trigger a chiyuv knas. So Taisus asks the kasha. It's in Ksuvos Daf Lamedtes Amud Beis. Taisus asks, one second. If the father wants to marry her to this, she's a naira. If the father wants to marry her to this mafata, the father wants, the mafata wants, the girl doesn't want. So the Gemara dashes in mind your mind that the girl could be mamanis. What do you mean the girl could be mamanis? The halacha is that a father could be maaser bita naira leisha without her consent. So how does she have a right over here to say, why does she have a privilege over here to be mamanis? The mafata wants to marry her, the father wants to be meiser l'chuv v'kiddushin. by a naira, not by the garris, but by a naira, or a talent, the father can invite her to the chuppah. So what does it even mean that she could be the ma'anis? So Taisus answers that it means in a chanami, a lot of the father could be ma'aser l'chuppah, like always the father could be ma'aser l'chuppah. But it means that if she's ma'anis, then the mefata has to pay knas. In other words, ordinarily, the knas is triggered. If they get married, there's no knas. The knas is triggered by yemoin yemain. Yemoin am yemain, avil l'situlay. If the father is ma'ayin to this kiyum of mor, tarsim mo'im ra'en l'elisha, he has to marry her. If the father is ma'ayin, yemoin yemain, avil l'situlay, if the father is ma'ayin in the marriage, so then the chiyuv knas kicks in. If the mefater doesn't want to get married, then the chiyuv knas kicks in. So the Torah here is married, but then if she doesn't want to get married, then also the chiyuv knas kicks in. I'm actually going to get married anyway, because the mefater wants and the father wants, so they're going to get married anyway. So nechanami. But there still won't be a chiyuv, but there'll be a chiyuv knas. Because the Torah said, imayin, imayin, that if there's a miyun, either on the part of the father or on part of the girl, there's a miyun to this marriage of mor yimareinu lo isha. Somebody refuses to go through with the mor yimareinu lo isha, so the chiyuv knas kicked in. So that's what happened over here. She was mema'enist. She doesn't want the mor yimareinu lo isha, so the chiyuv knas kicks in. I lemaisa didn't get married anyway because the father has the right to the maisa l'chuppah, and the mefata wants to marry her. So nechanami will get married, but that marriage will have nothing to do with mor yimareinu lo isha. It won't be a kiyum of mor yimareinu lo isha. Because in order to have Moyim Reino Leil Isha, you have to have everybody on board. And she was Mimayanis. So since she was Moyim Yimayin, she doesn't want the Moyim Reino Leil Isha. So even if they get married, that marriage has nothing to do with the Din of Moyim Reino Leil Isha, and therefore it doesn't pater from Knas. So I've just mentioned this Agavurcha, because you see from here an idea, and it's maybe important going into the Gemara, that what paters from Knas by Befat is not the fact that they get married. Here they're going to get married anyway, and he's going to be Chayek Knas, and it's going to be Chayek Knas regardless. What pathis from knas is the kim of the din of moyim arenu leilisha. When you have a kim of moyim arenu leilisha, the marriage that follows as a result of the pitui, that pathis from knas. But if they get married, but it has nothing to do with moyim arenu leilisha, because she was mimena, she doesn't want that marriage. So she's going to get married anyway, because the father is moyser l'chuppah, and the mafata and the mafata wants to marry. So they're going to get married. There'll be a wedding. There'll be an album. There'll be a wedding. But it has nothing to do with moyim arenu leilisha. Because she was Mimayin in Moyim Reino Leilisha, so it won't be a Kiyam of the din of Moyim Reino Leilisha. So it won't pater from Knas, and it will be a Chiyuv Knas. Okay, it's really more to get to later on. Let's see Rashi. Avola Mamzeres. The Gemara Parech, Gavok Sheyos Loi, Umashani Psulis Gitzchle Lashmino. Yeah, that's what we said before. The Gemara says, well, why does it only say Psulis? That's the chiddush. The Rebusa is that even Psulis have knas. Nesina, what's the story with Nesina? Says Rashi, Mina Gevainim. The Nesinim are the Gevainim. The Gevainim were Knanim. The Yasula called, the Dovid Gozer Aleim, Tamina Biabamas. The Gemara says, Nibamas, the Dovid, the way Rashi understands the Gemara, the Dovid was Gozer. In Isser Chitun on the Sinim. The Hashem, and why are they called the Sinim? They should call Kivainim. So Rashi says, Hashem, by Yitnim Yeshua Chayfe Eitzim Vishaye Vimayim, Koylun the Sinim. We're going to come back to this Rashi. Let's finish the Rashi, then we'll come back to this. Kusus, Kasova Geri Arayasim. This Tana holds that Kusum or Geri Arayas. So the Machaikas Tanoim, Kusum or Geri Arayas, Geri Emes. This Tana holds the Geri Arayas. So therefore, the geirus was no good, and that's why they're psulis. That's why you're not allowed. Why you're not allowed to marry? Why they're psulis? Why you're not allowed to marry a kusus? Because since they're geiri arayis, so yesh nem b'lav loytis chatenbom, so they go into the iser of loytis chatenbom not to marry a non-Jewish lady. That's how Rashi learns. So he's going to ask, so why is the knas? If she's not Jewish, why is the knas? The knas charedov apostle. It's only by Jewish girl. It's a bala kusus, she has knas. So Rashi explaining why she's a psula. Why can't you marry in the first place? She's a psula. So Rashi says she's a psula because leitis chatan, because the geirei arayis. If the geirei arayis, she's a goiter. If she's a goiter, so of course, no. So how could there be knas? The Mishnah said there is knas. How could there be knas? She's not Jewish. Yeah, we're going to have to deal with that. Rabbi Kivei gets another kash. If they're not Jewish, so what does it say kusus? Let us say nochris. If already. If you're telling me that Zachiyah Knas by Kusus and Kusum Agei Arayas, they're not Jews. So say a bigger chiddush, say a nochris.
do both, no?
What?
You can pass al kusim, say that they're no good, and you get the chiddush that I mean, that gets knas from.
That would be very chiddush senoches. That's I would think that's like you know that's the major chiddush. I mean, if noches says knas, then about a kusim says knas.
Well, should say more. Once
you
hold kusim is not
gear,
they're not
gear rights,
and they really were
gear. Rashi's they are gear rights.
Rashi, this Mishnah's gear rights. So you teach two halachos, and you teach the kusim are gear rights.
No, how does it teach me the kusim gear rights? Maybe kusim are gear. I mean, by the fact that the kusim are psulus, it tells me that they're gear rights. It's teaching me the kusim are psulim. I hear. Meist the bigger chiddush would be that the nochris has knas. Yeah, we'll come back to this Rashi. This Rashi is. We have to deal. We'll deal with it. We'll deal with this Rashi when we get to the Tosfos, the second Tosfos. V'ala shvuyo yisaelish and ifdes chusum ibat gimul tzarim the cheskes psulahi shafilu nivula b'shivya b'sulei zechayzim v'ala ishiz achiv shenis kashle achiv v'girsho. The Rashi writes to Hamay. If the brother died, then she's a yavama. So a yavama that's not in the same fakta. It's a yishik no limit shemayim. He's supposed to marry her. Cases that there was no chiyav yibum. She'em a misa el akaras. That's what's no kimuli rabbinay. Ve'aleishis ochi ovish and his kashla the girsha. Aleishis ochi ovish. He already could have said that she died. That he died. Why does that have to be shegirsh? Why does that have to say the girsha? And if he died, it would be the same thing. No, aleishis ochi ovish. There's no difference if he dies or he's Magash, it's the same thing. Eishes Ochi Aviv. That's a regard. Eishes Ochi, he has to Girsha, because otherwise there's a Chiv Yibum. But Eishes Ochi Aviv, why does that have to be Girsha? Anyway, Rashi stresses in both cases that it was Niskasha, there was only Kiddushin, it wasn't Nisuin. Why? Because she has to be Psula. So if she was already Chuppah, then she's not Cheskes Psula. Afishim Yikoris Eme Mrs. Basin, the Koris Leipot Leimen Echashlum. That's the sheet of his Tana. That Koras doesn't create Kimli the Rabbani. Okay, so let's go back to Nesinim. Nesinim, that's the first Tosfos of the year. Tosfos, the next couple of days, we're going to visit Nesinim. So Tosfos, Rashi says that David Gozar Aleim. Can I mean to be Yavamas? What's the story? The Gemara says like this. We're just going to make Haskalah. I really thought to make Xeroxes, but the copying machine, the first getting it in order. Upstairs. But we're just starting, so it's okay. The Mishnah says in Yevamot, I am Chesel in Beis, Mamzerim Unesinim Asurim. The Mishnah is listing all the various psulim. So it says Mamzerim Unesinim Asurim, Bisurim Yisraelim. Mamzerim and Unesinim are also to marry. I mean, a Jew's not allowed to marry them, and it's Yisraelim, meaning it doesn't have doris. Not like Mitzvah Adomim, with not like with his doris. There's no doris. It's also loyalim. Echad scharim ve'echad nekevus. So the Gemara says, same moment, a little bit further down. Nisine omer Rav Chana bar Ada nisinim David gozar aleim. Rashi learns Pshat that Rav Chana bar Abba is explaining the source for the Issa to marry Nesinim. Dovid HaMelech was Gozer that he's not allowed to marry Nesinim. It's not an Issa Deraisa. We'll see later on in Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam holds that Nesinim are Issa Deraisa, the Lo Tishchaken Bo. That since they come from the Shiva Amomin, so even though they were Megayer, but Tosfos holds, Rabbeinu Tam holds, La Halacha, that a member of this Shiva Amomin, even if they're Megayer, they have a psul call. They're also to that goes into like this chatnabo. The Rashi sheet is not the way. We'll see more. We get to touch. Rashi is not the sheet is, and therefore I'm sorry. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam learns that nesinim is nisa deraisa of like this chatnabo, because sheet is Rabbeinu Tam. Remis machlekes nivoyin and not yivomus nefayin dalit umadala. Gemara is a shaila and yivomus nefayin dalit. The Torah says like this chatnabo. Maybe we should start with that. Let's start with that. Let's back that. The Gemara says in Yevamos, the Vayin Vav, Gemara assumes initially that this, the Torah says leitz chatan bam. It's talking about the shiva mamon. It says leitz chatan bam. The Gemara initially assumes that it's an iser to be boil a goiter. Leitz chatan bam. So then the Gemara says hoto amarav lad milsi. And Rav says no, he changed his mind. It's not true. B'yosin oiv the kechavim less luchasnus. The skyro is luchasnus. The lashon Torah is like to schatan them. Don't have chitun with them. Don't marry them. If a Jew is boil a goya, that's not chitun because kiddush is not typhus. So it's not a marriage. It's a bia, but it's not a marriage. The Torah doesn't say like segaler or something. The Torah says like to schatan them. Can't be talking about a non-Jewish person. You must be talking about a Jewish person. So different. Rava said leitz chatan bam is not referring to non-Jewish people. Leitz chatan bam is referring to Jewish people who come from the shiva mamon, and it says in leitz chatan bam that there's a lav to marry a member of the shiva mamon, just like there's a lav to marry a mitzi or an adoimi or an amoni or a mayavi. So there's a mitzi, even though they're Jewish, they were megayer, they're full-fledged Jews. But there's an issa chitulun. There's an issa lav ebekol. So likewise, Rava says in the maskana in the hodor amar Rava. That leitz chatan bam is not an iser to live with a goita. That might be a different iser of it's been chomiachrei. But akupanim, it's not an iser leitz chatan bam. The iser leitz chatan bam is talking about big gerusim after they became Jewish, and the Torah is mechadish that there's a lav to marry a psul chitun psul lovi bakol on the shiva moment. That's the hodah amarav. So Rav Natan assumes that that's the halacha, like the Hodom or Hodom. So Rav Natan, if that's the case, then the sinim come from the Gevayim. The Gevayim were from the Shiva Mamon. So the says Rav Natan, so the Gevayim are Nisud Deraisa, not Nisud Derabana. So when the Mishnah says that Mamzerim, when the sinim Asurim, the Asurim is Yisraelim, Rav Natan says that's Nisud Deraisa, that's not Nisud Derabana, that has nothing to do with Dovin and Melech. That's the Isur Torah of Leitz Chatanvah. So what does the Gemara mean when it says? So what does the Gemara mean? What does the Gemara mean? Going back now to the Gemara in Chesam and Beis, when Rav Chana Bar Ada said Nesinim David Gozer Aleihem, when the Tam said learns it means he was Gozer Avdus. Not that he was Gozer Psul Chitun. Psul Chitun they had before. But David Melech was Meisiv. They were already Pasul Lavi Bakol. David Melech was Meisiv that he was Gozer in the Avdus. That's Rav Tam. That's Rav Tam learns. But Rashi is chaylik. Rashi by us in the Mishnah. Rashi in Ksubas, and Rashi over there in many of as well. Rashi learns David was Gozer the Issa to marry them. The Mishnah by us in Ksubas Nesinim min a Gevayin b'Yasur l'Kol the David Gozer Aleihem. Rashi learns beferish that the Issa loved the Kol is what David was Gozer, not the Metzias of Avdus. So that's a shaylik in Rashi. There have been a time asked in Rashi. What do you mean? The Issa Drabon. What do you mean David Gozer Aleihem? This is Issa. Rava said Hodom Rava. Rava said that. That leitz chatan is going b'geirusim. That shiva mamon, even after the mitzvah, they have an issur leitz chatan. So I don't need it. Why did Dovid Melech have to be geizer? So the pasuk to answer for Rashi, Mishnah ready to speak out, is that Rashi holds that this Gemara of Dovid Gozer Aleihem is not like the Maskan of Rava. It's like the Havamin of Rava. Now, that Rashi, in fact, paskins not like Rava's Maskan, not like the Hodor of Rava. That leitz chatan bam is going big gerusim, but rather this gemara is going like Rava's havamina that leitz chatan bam is big giyusim when they're still goyim, and here they were megayer, and that's takanav nisad rais. It's only nisad rabbanon of David Gozar aleihem. And then it's asked to shoot to Rama. The Rama pask is that the issur of leitz chatan bam is only when they're still goyim. If a person marries a goyim, says the Rama, so he's over leitz chatan bam. The Rama is it has to be derech chitum because the ma'aseh loshon Torah is leitz chatan. Doesn't say leitz galer vasim. It says leitz chatan. So Rava in the Hodam Rava says that it can't be goyim. There is no chitin by goyim. But the Rama passes like the Havamina Rava that it taka means with the goyim. It says leitz chatan. Says the Rama the issur is to live with the goy to derech chitum. Even though it's not really kiddushin aron typhus, but it's in the way of chitin. It's not. It looks like chitin, and he does it l'shem chitin. L'shem a marriage, living as husband and wife, and that's the issur of leitz chatan. So the Rambam is also paskin like the Havamina Rav. Apparently, they held that even the Rav was hodom Rav, and the Rav was chayzer. But you see, this since this Gemara of David Gozer Aleihem, apparently goes like the Havmin de Rava. So the Rambam and Rashi, they apparently held that that's machriya, that we don't pass like Rava's maskana, but rather we pass like Rava's Havmin. Yeah, so let's see back to this Gemara. So the Gemara says, David Gozer, what was the story of David Gozer Alem? You see him, David Gozer Alem. Shenemar, Vayikra Melech, Lagivayim, Vayimar Alem, Lagivayim, Leib, Ne Yisrael Alem. That's a story in Tanakh, that in Sefer Shmuel, there was a Rav, David Melech was Chayki Vidarish, what's going on, why is it happening? And the Rav told him, because Shaul HaMelech had killed the Givayim, Chazal say it doesn't mean he killed the Givayim, he killed the Noid Yerakayim. And when Shaul HaMelech wiped that Noid Yerakayim, so he took away the Panosah from the Givayim, because they were Chayte Beitzim and Shayre Mayim for the Mizbeach, for the Eidah, but they were supplying, that was their Panosah to supply. To supply the needs of the Kohanim. So therefore, by Shaul HaMelech killing out Noivir HaKohanim, he had done an avla to the Givayim, and that's why there was this, and that was never there was never any retribution for that. So that's why there was a rav. So David HaMelech came to the Givayim, and he said, you know, what can I do to make amends? So the Givayim said, we want Shaul's children; we'll put them to death. So David HaMelech had to agree, and that's what happened. So that's the story over there. So the pasuk says, "Vaygivaynim loyv ne Yisrael hema." So the Gemara says, "My time it goes alive." So Rashi says, "What does it mean loyv ne Yisrael hema?" It means that it was gozer not to marry them. That's what it means. Loyv ne Yisrael hema. They were bnei Yisrael. They were gerim, but David HaMelech would decree that they should not be considered bnei Yisrael. Rashi says. That's what it means. Loim they saw him. David HaMelech decreed that royal love be called. Why? My time ago, sir, Leim. So here's the whole story over there. And then David HaMelech said, skipping a little bit. He said, "Kol sheish b'shleisha siman mahalol ruim lehidabek b'midazul." They want to put to death innocent children of Shaul HaMelech for revenge for what Shaul HaMelech had done to them. They don't deserve to marry to the Jewish people. And Mela, he was geyser that he was geyser in this echitin. Right, that's the Gemara. Then, skipping down to the bottom of the Omud. I'm not far to go with this because really I need to see this Gemara inside. And anybody here had a chance to look at the Gemara Yevamah still? Just by show of hands. Well, a lot of guys did. Okay, so I'll read a little bit further. We'll deal with it a little bit more. So then the Gemara says, in the bottom of the Omer now, Unesinim David Gozer Aleim, Moshe Gozer Aleim. How can you tell me that David HaMelech was Gozer not to marry the Nesinim? David HaMelech was already Gozer. So Rashi says, "Mechayte veitzecha." From the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu made a separate category of chayt ve'etzim, right? Atam yisod v'layoyim, roshechem shetechem, v'chayt ve'etzech ad shoyim v'mecha. So he made a separate category. Shema mino lapach al Yisrael nino. Apparently, chayt ve'etzim and shoyim v'mayim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't list other professions. He didn't mention the accountants. He didn't mention the lawyers. He didn't mention the biomedical engineers. He just talked about. Apparently, it's not a profession. Chayt ve'etzim and shoyim v'mecha. Must be a personal status. It's a separate status. Says Rashi, so you see from there, Shema minu, la b'chal b'nei Yisrael minu, la b'chal gerim, they're not gerim either, el avodim. It's a separate status of avodim. We have Adam Sulam then, and Avadim Atach. We know Avadim Apostle, now I'm marrying Eben. So what does that have to do with Givinim? So Rashi explains, V'givinim chayt v'etzim ninu. D'lohachi achzinu Yeshua. Yeshua made the Givinim into chayt v'etzim and shayu v'mayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was ready geyser that chayt was geyser that chayt v'etzim and shayu v'mayim are avodim. So already Moshe Rabbeinu was geyser that chayt v'etzim and shayu v'mayim are avodim. And therefore, they're psulim. And the Givinim were chayt v'etzim and shayu v'mayim because it says by Yeshua, when the Givinim tried to fool Yeshua, they make believe that they're not really Kanim. So they took a shvur, they made a bris with them. Then they discovered the rules. So they were guys, so they should be chayt v'etzim and shayu v'mayim. So it comes, it really goes back to the gzeira of Moshe Rabbeinu. So my answer is Moshe gozer l'dor, David gozer l'kul l'dor. Moshe Rabbeinu was gozer only for that dor. Rashi says chayt v'etzim shayu v'yomim. And David was gozer l'doris. Back in Rabbi Kafka, Yeshua gozer l'ayim. This is v'yitim Yeshua v'yomim chayt v'etzim shayu v'mayim le'eduv l'mizbach Hashem. And Rashi adds, and that was already Lidoris, that says Lidoris Mutem Chait Ve'etzim. And for the Gemara, Yeshua Gozar Bezman She Beis HaMikdash Kayim, David Gozar Bezman She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So there's a few things here that are difficult in words, so Rashi explains the Gemara. A few things that have to be worked through in Rashi. First of all, what's this Moshe Gozar Aleil? And whom was Moshe Gozar? Moshe was geyser, and the chayt ve'etzim shayu b'yamim. Who were these chayt ve'etzim shayu b'yamim? They weren't givinim. The givinim came at the time of Yeshua. So what were they? They were other avonim. Some avonim shayu b'mei Moshe. You know, avonim knanim shayu b'mei Moshe. So what's why is that exer? It's the chadim. I mean, and Evan Knani, we know we have Gerim, we have Avon Knanim. Evan Knani is a person who they were Megayer, him, Hashem, Evan Knani. That's not a Gzera. What does it mean that David, when the Moshe Ben was Geizer and Chayt Ve'etzim Shoya B'yom? If they were Avodim, then that's not a Gzera. That's it in their eyes that Evan Knani is also there's a Lavin Thurl, Yer Kodesh. They're not allowed to marry a Shif Knanis and Evan Knani. What does it mean that Moshe Ben was Moshe Gozer Alayel? And whom was he geyser? So the Ramban, over there in Yevamos, the Ramban learns that it means that Moshe Rabbeinu was geyser on Knanim. Not the Givayim. Givayim was a separate story by Yeshua. But any Knani, there were apparently Knanim, we made Moshe, who were Megayer. And Moshe Rabbeinu was geyser on them that they should be. That they should be, we'll have to see later on the Shita Samban exactly, but he was geyser on them some kind of he was geyser on them avos. He made them avodim. Why would Moshe Rabbeinu do that? What do you have against them? Maybe Givinim was, what do you have against them? So that's the whole thing. We'll see. That is a whole Shita, that there is an issue of Leitas Chatan. I want to get ahead of myself really, but the Ramban has a separate shita that there is a lav and tar of leitas chatan that if a member of the shivas hamomim converts, so he's also called like Rabbeinu Tam, but only for one dar, his children are mutalavet b'kalas. Shita Ramban we'll talk about later. So the Ramban learns pshat in the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu made a gzera and nanim shavu b'yom of lizgayer. So Moshe Rabbeinu accepted them. Why not? They were megayer sincerely, not a problem. But since they were also lavet b'kal for one generation. So Moshe Rabbeinu was geyser that for that generation they should be avodim. People shouldn't confuse them with kosher. People shouldn't confuse them with Jews that they're allowed to marry. So that's the business that Moshe was geyser on the Kananim Shalayu B'Yomov because they had an issur of leitas chatan for one generation. So for that generation, Moshe was geyser that they should have there should be a separate cast of chayt ve'etzim shayu v'mayim in order that not to be nichshel in nisa chitim. The whole ma'aseh. In Rashi, there's no mention of any such thing.
Rashi
and Chumash says what?
He says, but if you know, Yasu Gam Hema, the Knanim also tried to trick Moshe Rabbeinu. So he made a gzera on them to punish them for trying to trick him.
Oh. Okay. Rashi and Yeshua.
No, so.
What?
And about the cup of me.
Yeah. Rashi here is the same. Right, Sosa and Rashi. Right, the Eitzim Shari, we all. Clearly Rashi agrees, but over here, but it's Sosin, why Rashi doesn't, so he should spell it out, that they came and they tricked Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore he punished them by making them chayt v'etzim yishay v'mayim. I mean, maybe there's such a story, but it doesn't say, right? Why doesn't Rashi mention that? Rashi says, they were the avodim. Well, it's connected with another question. L'maisi says they were avodim. Rashi, why were they apostle? Because they were avodim. Avodim psulim nin. So if Moshe Rabbeinu made them avodim and avodim apostle, so why is that a gzera? He was, let's say, they tricked Moshe Rabbeinu, and that therefore he said, no, we can't accept you. And when he realized, he said, no, we can't really accept you as Jews. We're going to be the guy who is avodim. Okay, but it's a din there, right? Is that a gzera? What's going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu gozer alayo. What do you mean gozer alayo? He was gozer them in Issachitun. If they were avodim, Rashi, they were avodim. If they were avodim, psulim nino. So that's a din there, right? That's not a gzera. So maybe Geyser doesn't mean he made a Geyser of Chitun. Maybe Geyser means he was Geyser that they should be Avodim. Meaning maybe the Geyser was, he said, we're not going to accept you as regular Gerim. We're only going to accept you, we'll be Megar you only as Avodim. A second class Gerim. And maybe you'll be also Midaraisim. So maybe that's the meaning of Moshe Gozer Aleim. Moshe says such a sign. But maybe Dom Moshe Ben Gozer Aleim means that he made them Avodim and they made them also Midaraisim. So then, what does So the Gemara says, well, Moshe was only Geyser and Chayt Ve'etzim Shoya B'yom. Then Yeshua was only called Moshe Ve'etzim Mikdash Kayim. Then comes along Dovid and Melech, Dovid Gozer Aleim. So L'chor don't mean the same thing. He was Gozer Aleim, they should be Avodim Kananim. Well, if they're Avodim Kananim, then they're also Midiraisa. But Rashi is Mashma that the Issa Chitun is only Exer. Rashi, by us, by Nesinim. Rashi, Dovid Gozer Aleim. The Issa to marry Nesinim is Exer. Not Exer. It's a din deraisa of Layir Kodesh because they're Avodim. There's a tension here. Rashi says, the Gemara has Xerah by Moshe Rabbeinu, Xerah, which is Lahul Dora, Chayt Ve'etzim Shoya B'yom. Then we have Xerah by Yeshua, which is called Man Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim. Then we have the Xerah of Dovid HaMelech, which is forever. And this, the Gemara is the same lotion. Moshe goes Aleim, Yeshua goes Aleim, Dovid goes Aleim. When it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara's initial question, Moshe goes Aleim, Rashi says that he categorized them as Avodim, the Avodim Sulim Ninu. Chari, he means, it's an Issa Dereis of Liyah Kodesh. That's what Rashi understands. Tosfos understands in Rashi that the Isser of that it's an Isser of they're also Asla Yekodesh. Since they had a status of Avodim, so they're also in their eyes. So why is it called Gozer Aleim? Moshe Gozer Aleim. So we'll say it means, it doesn't mean he was Gozer Nisachitin. It means he was Gozer, they should be Avodim. And Melech they're also in their eyes. But then presumably Dovid and Melech means the same thing. Same lotion, Dovid Gozer Aleim. But Rashi here in Ksuva says that the and not only Rashi, but Rashi in Rashi by Yosef Mashma, that David was the Issa Chitun comes from the Gzera of David. It's not Issa Deraisa. Rashi's Nesinim. David goes. Agamor is not talking about the fact that they're Avodim or not. Agamor is talking about the fact that they're Psulim. And Rashi, why are they Psulim? Because David goes Arleim. He has surely called the David Gozer Aleim. It's Mashman Rashi that the Issa Chitun comes from the Gezer of David. Why should we consider Issa Deraisa Liyah Kodesh? Yeah, but it's Mashman Rashi by us that the Issa of Chitun, the Issa to marry the Sinem is an Issa Derabana. But the Chorah from Rashi and Yevomis, at least when he's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Mashman it's an Issa Deraisa. It says Moshe Rabbeinu called them Avodim, the Avodim Psulim Ninu. Yeah, but if they're still Avodim, so they should still be Avodim.
No, they weren't Avodim.
Why weren't they Avadim anymore? They're still Avadim. Then you have the Hemshech Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bimei Rebbe." That's the Gemara says, "Bimei Rebbe." Bikshu lahatin esinim. Amalehem Rebbe chalkeinu nati chalik mizbeach miyatir. And Rashi says, "Our chalik can be mafker hefker, but because hefker based on hefker, but chalik mizbeach we can't be mafker, so they're still Avadim." So it's David and Melech was Geisel. They should be Avadim. If they're Avadim, they should be also Midiraisa. It's not David was not as a chit in the David was Geisel. It should be Nisid Midiraisa of Avadim. So maybe you could say Taisus has a tzad. We're going to do Taisus and Yivamas. The Seder Drum is I want to do Taisus and Yivamas tomorrow, and then afterwards we'll do Taisus and Ksus. Because if we do Taisus and Yivamas well, then we'll have a much better understanding of Taisus in Ksus. But Taisus has a tzad that maybe the Shakli of Tai and the Gemara goes like this. The Gemara Lechatchila thought that Moshe Rabbeinu was Geizer and then Abdus forever. Or Yeshua was Geizer Abdus forever and the Givayim. So at that point in the Gemara thought Yeshua was Geizer Abdus forever. That means the Mamish didn't have a Knani. When Yeshua was Megayer them, he was Megayer them L'shem Abodim. So that would have to create an issue of Liyah Kodesh because they would have a Din of a Knani Midrash. But the Gemara at the end says that Yeshua was only Geizer because Moshe Rabbeinu Mikdash Toyokayim. That means Yeshua only made them avodim on a temporary basis. If that's the case, then even Bizman Yeshua, that wasn't really Abdus Deraisa. There's no such thing as an Eved with an expiration date. If Yeshua was Geizer, that they should be avodim only because Man Shabbat Shemitah Shayakayim, then that means they didn't have a status of Eved. That means Deraisa, they were not avodim Knanim. Because an Eved, who's only an Eved for a few centuries, is not an Eved, Midiraisa. So that means that they were Yisrael and Gemurim. Just Yeshua made it say they should be meshuvid with an isachitun. So Mele, even though David and Melech extended it, he took off the expiration date. But by that point, they already had Tushas Yisrael. They were already Jews. So even if David and Melech was good, they should be avodim loyalim. You can't take a Jew and make him into an Evatani. So if Lemaisa, if Yeshua was good, there only Abdus called Man Shabbat Shemitah Sheikayim. So that Abdus was never really. The Abdus never really had the status of an Eved Knani. If the Abdus never had the status of an Eved Knani, so even if David and Melech said there should be Avodim, so it was only an Abdus Derabonon, and in the Sechitin Derabonon. So even though David and Melech later on said no, there should be Avodim La'olam because they're not Achmanim and they're not Chasodim, so he said forget it, they're going to be Avodim La'olam within the Sechitin La'olam. But that's no longer Din Deraisa because they can't become Avodim. It's too late. When Yeshua was first Megayer them, you could have made them Avodim. We could have been Megayel L'Shem Eveknani. But he wasn't. He was Megayel L'Shem Tushi Shisrael with the Abdus Drabonon for, Kuman Shabbos and Mitzvah Yekayim. And then Nat Lovan Melech wants to make them into Avonim Knanim. That can't be a Din Deraisa. That's only going to be a Drabonon. So that's a Gzeira. So that's he was Geizer on them Abdus with the Psulchit and Drabonon. And that's what Rashi means by us when he says that they're only Avonim Lovan. So Tais has such a Mahalach, maybe that's what Rashi means as well. Moshe Menu made them Avonim Deraisa. But that's only in the Havamina that it was, it was the Torah, it was forever. And the Maskon is that was only Lahudara and Yeshua is called Rashi Beisim Mikdash Shekhayim. And the Maskon is Taka only Exer. And that's what Rashi means by us when he says that David HaMelech was going to the Yisachit.
If you meet Zerubbabel Rashi Beisim Shekhayim, then that's from multiple generations. If you're supposed
to
hold him,
it's going to be a whole lifetime and then you have to meet him back. Even in apparent, but maybe not, but still, since it's. Since it's implicit in this Geiris, and here's in this Geiris that his progeny are not necessarily going to be Avodim. Only because Mad is a basic mitzvah. That's not a Geiris to Shem Avdus. That's a Geiris to Shem Shem to Shishol. Anyway, Tosis has such a mahal. What?
No.
Yeah, I guess it's an Avdus to Avodim. They were Geiris to be Avodim. They should be Avodim. With what kayach they have, and they had a kayach to make a gzeir. They should be avodah, but they don't have a status of a knani. What bothers me is that it's not mashma in Rashi that there's a chazar in the Gemara. But Rashi should spell it out. When he told him, Moshe goes to Eliyim, Rashi says, avodim psulim ninu. He made them avodim and avodim psulim ninu. So Rashi should explain that that's only because man that we think that it's avdus la'olam. But the minute that changes and it's only lehudara or because man should be shemitah shereikayim. So that's no longer. So now there's some new gzeri that David and Melech introduced. That's only a psul. That's only an avdus derabbanan with the psul chitin derabbanan. So I saw some Rashi. It's not mashman Rashi. That's some kind of inflection point in the Gemara. We shift from avdus deraisa to avdus derabbanan, from an iser gloya kodesh midiraisa to a psul derabbanan. Famous Rashi never uses the words Le'yakadosh. He says, Avodim Sulam Nim. Doesn't say that it's a lot of Le'yakadosh. Tyson mentioned Le'yakadosh. Rashi doesn't say it. I want to suggest, and we'll stop with this, I want to suggest what does Rashi say by Moshe Rabbeinu? V'nitekeinu l'chait v'etzim v'yan payin sh'maminu d'olav b'chal yisrael ninu v'olav b'chal ge'erim el avodim v'avodim psulim ninu v'avodim psulim ninu. Moshe Rabbeinu, since he called these chait v'etzim v'shoi v'yamayim, he gave them a separate category, so you see that they're not like ge'erim, they're avodim and avodim psulim ninu. So I want to suggest that Rashi does not mean that they had a status of an Eved Kanani with the Issa their eyes of Le Yekodesh, even by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not so plush. It belongs more to Tamar Shir, but we'll see. Tosfos Rosh has a. Okay, now Mar Malcolm for Tamar Shir, you should see the Tosfos Yevamos with the Tosfos Rosh. Besides Chadvarim, Tosfos Rosh has a Svar, and I think it may be implicit in Tosfos as well. That chait ve'etzim and shoy v'mayim are not really avodim k'nanim midaraisa. An eved k'nanim midaraisa belongs to an individual. Tosfos Rosh calls it ish muslim. Shoy v'mayim le'edo, chait ve'etzim le'edo, that's not necessarily, Tosfos Rosh has it sad, that that's not really an eved k'nanim. That's p'sedin d'rabbanan. It's like avdus. I mean, it's a separate caste, shoy v'mayim le'edo, but it's not. It's not Eved Kanani Midaraisa. Midaraisa to Yisrael Gomer. It's a Derabon and the Kastanis. I want to suggest in Rashi as well. When Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he made this separate category of Chayt Ve'etzim and Shoyev Mayim, that they're not Geirim El Avodim Ninu. El Avodim, V'Avodim Sulim Ninu. That's a Gzeira. That's not a Derais. Rashi's explaining Moshe Gozer Aleim. He's talking about a gzera. So Rashi, what was the gzera? The gzera was that Moshe Rabbeinu, there were chayt ve'etzim biyomav. Apparently, these were goyim who were megayer to be chayt ve'etzim leido, shoy v'mayim leido. And the Moshe Rabbeinu was gzera that they should have a status of avodim. Not that they were really avodim deraisa. They weren't avodim of otam asuim. They should have a din of avodim deraisa. But he was geyser by making them a separate category of chayt ve'etzecha and shoy ve'memecha. So Moshe Rabbeinu was geyser that they should be in a separate category. They should be avodim. They should be like avodim and avodim apostle. That doesn't say le'yakodesh. Not le'yakodesh midraisa. It's a geyser. Moshe Rabbeinu was geyser that chayt ve'etzim and shoy ve'mayim should be considered a separate category, not like regular geyrim. Mimela with a psul attached to it, like every eved has a psul. So he gave this. He was geyser a status of chayt ve'etzim and shoy ve'mayim that they should have the status of avodim with the psul of avodim, but not real but not avodim deraisa. It's a gzeres avodim, gzeres avdus that carries with it a psul chitul. Says the Gemara, but that was only chayt ve'etzim shoy ve'yomav. That was only lahu dor. That's just chayt ve'etzim shoy ve'yomav. But it wasn't the Givonim. Those were the Chayt Ve'etzim, Shehoyu V'Memoshe. But the Givonim, that was Dovan HaMelech. In fact, the Gemara, but it's also not Dovan HaMelech, it was Yeshua. Because Yeshua made them Chayt Ve'etzim, Shehoyu V'Mayim. So the Gemara is called Mashu Ve'etzim, Mikdash Yekayim. But Dovan HaMelech was Gozer, it was Gozer afterward. But the Kitzur, what I want to be Marviach is that it's a Gzera from beginning to end. V'Memoshe, it's a Gzera. Taisus wants to learn in the Gemara, there's a Chazor in the Gemara. V'Memoshe, we thought they were Avodim forever, that's Abdus Deraisa, that's Le'y Kodesh. Dovin HaMelech later on was Gozer and Abdu, was talking about people who already had Kedushas Yisrael, so he was only Gozer a Psul Chitin with an Abdus Drabonim. I just grapples about it a little bit. In Rashi, I don't see that there's a Chazar in the Gemara. In Rashi, it's Mashmid, it's Exer, Moshe Rabbeinu is Exer, and Dovin, the word Moshe Gozer Aleim. Lefi Tosfos, when it says Moshe Gozer Aleim and Dovin Gozer Aleim, the word Gozer means something totally different. Moshe Gozer Aleim means he was Gozer, they should be Avodim. Maybe not allowed to marry them because they'll be a Kaddish. David Gozer Aleim means he was Gozer in Isra Chiton with maybe Abbas Drabon. We'll see later in Taisus. But it's a different kind of Gzera. Rashi not Mashmal is some kind of chazor in the Gemara with a different sense of the word gozer. When it says Moshe gozer aleim, and when it says David gozer aleim, it means the same thing. What does it mean? Can't mean Abdus deraisa. David is Rashi is clear in Rashi. David is only nesachit in derabona. Rashi Taka doesn't say even by Moshe man doesn't use the word lo yekadosh. I think I want to suggest in Rashi, Moshe gozer aleim means he was gozer that chayt ve'etzim mishoy ve'mayim should have the status of avodim. They're not really avodim, but he was gozer that chayt ve'etzim mishoy ve'mayim should not be considered gerim murim, but they should be considered like avodim and avodim apostle. And that's exactly what David Melech was gozer, and that's what Yeshua was gozer. Because Moshe ve'etzim mikdash yekayim, that they should have a din of chayt ve'etzim mishoy ve'mayim leidl, and leidl v'lamizbeach, and mimele, that's kind of avdus deravodim, with the psulchitim deravodim. It's not forever. It's a derabbanan anyway. It doesn't have to be forever. And David HaMelech extended the gzeirah to Luderis. I think it's a revach here in that Rashi doesn't, you know, I was bothered before, why doesn't Rashi explain what was the story by Moshe Rabbeinu? Who were these chayt ve'etzim? Where did they come from? You know, what's the story behind the story of the chayt ve'etzim? Even by Moshe Rabbeinu? It's Rashi in Chumash says there was a story there too. But Rashi in the Gemara, he doesn't bother to tell me, you know, who were these chayt ve'etzim shalayu b'mei Moshe? I think it's better the way I'm saying now, that part of it. If the Gemara was saying Moshe gozer aleihem would mean that Moshe made them into avodim, so I gosh a little bit. If the Gemara is coming here to say Moshe Rabbeinu Gozer Aleihem means Moshe Rabbeinu was he made a gzeira that they should be avodim. So then, Tzarech HaDover, Rashi has to explain he was gozer that who should be avodim. Right. You know, that's the, you know, Rashi should tell me and whom was he gozer? Moshe Rabbeinu made this gzeira that should be avodim. We should not be mekabelim as regular gerim. We should only be mekabelim as avodim. Who? It's not the gevinim. The gevinim didn't show up by Moshe Rabbeinu's doorstep. Maybe other Gevinim did it. But if it's not, Rashi should explain some backstory over here, that who are these people, and who Moshe Rabbeinu has been Geishu, they should be Avodim. But, Hayyos, the way I'm explaining, the way I want to read the Rashi, the main thing in the Gemara is that the main thing that Moshe Rabbeinu was Geishu over here is not that he was Geishu that a certain people should be Chayt Ve'etzim Meshoy Ve'imayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Geishu that the Chayt Ve'etzim Meshoy Ve'imayim should have a status of Avodim. That's the Gzeira. That the chayt ve'etzim, the people who were megayer to be chayt ve'etzim v'shoy ve'imayim, which is midrash, is not an avdus. Moshe was geizer that the chayt ve'etzim v'shoy ve'imayim should have the status of avodim with the psul chitun. So who were exactly chayt ve'etzim v'shoy ve'imayim Moshe? Yeah, inquiring minds want to know, but it's not, and you know, so there's Rashi and Chumash, but it's not, the pshat in the Gemara is not important. What's important in the Gemara is Moshe was geizer that chayt ve'etzim v'shoy ve'imayim are avodim. Midrash is not avodim. If chayt ve'etzim shayv v'mayim is another way to say avodim, chayt ve'etzim shayv v'mayim are avodim, means avodim, they're avodim deraisa. So what was Moshe geiser? He was geiser that they should be avodim. So that's the Gemara saying, you know, so the Gemara, if that would be pshat in the Gemara, so the Gemara has to be read, what are you telling me, that David HaMelech was geiser on the Gevoinim, they should be avodim and also bekal? Moshe Rabbeinu was already geiser on the Gevoinim, they should be also bekal, because he made them into avodim. So then I need to know what's the story. Moshe Rabbeinu was geiser on the Gevoinim. Where did that come from? For Ramban, and so like Kananim, and the Kananim in general, we're going to have to, something over here has to be supplied. Because otherwise the murder doesn't make any sense. Moshe gozer aleihem, Moshe was gozer, avdus on whom? But the way, I think that's not the pshat in Rashi. Rashi doesn't mean Moshe Rabbeinu was gozer, avdus on the Gemara. Moshe gozer aleihem means that Moshe Rabbeinu was gozer, that chayt ve'etzim v'shoy ve'mayim should be a separate category. Midrash the chayt ve'etzim v'shoy ve'mayim are like v'sheichem shifechem, the Yisraelim murim. The teichin of the gzeir of Moshe Rabbeinu was that chayt ve'etzim v'shoy ve'mayim have a status midrabanan of avodim and avodim apsulim. Have a status of avodim psulim. And that was gzeiris Moshe. That chayt ve'etzim v'shoy ve'mayim are avodim psulim. That's a drabanan dekadin. That's a gzeir. It's a gzeir that is the teichin of gzeir. That chayt ve'etzim v'shoy ve'mayim have a din of avodim psulim. So where it says, so it goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we know the gevainim of chayt ve'etzim v'shoy ve'mayim. So now you're going to ask me, but who were these chayt ve'etzim v'shoy ve'mayim shayu v'mei Moshe? That's not our business. The Gemara doesn't discuss it. Rashi doesn't have to supply that information. It's not really the get of pshat in the Gemara. You know, who were these chayt ve'etzim v'shoy ve'mayim shayu v'mei Moshe? Doesn't matter. Whoever they were, there must be some story. But whoever they were, maybe there was no story. Maybe there were some people who came to be Megayer and they took them as, maybe they just needed chayt ve'etzim v'shoy ve'mayim. So they took some goyim and they were Megayer and them as chayt ve'etzim v'shoy ve'mayim. I don't know. Or maybe there's more to the story. Rashi Chumash has a story. But the story is not important. Because the Gemara says, what the Gemara wants with Moshe Gozer Aleihem is that Moshe Rabbeinu was Gozer Chayt Ve'etzim Mishayi Ve'mayim should have a din of Avodim Sulim. Midir Abonon. That's the Gzeira. Says the Gemara, that's Chayt Ve'etzim Mishayi Ve'mayim Shayi Ve'yom. But then the Gemara says, but Yeshua was Gozer for more. He was Gozer Ludoris. That the Givonim should be Chayt Ve'etzim Mishayi Ve'yom. Should have this, there should be the status of Chayt Ve'etzim Mishayi Ve'mayim. Which has a psula avdus drabbanan attached to it. He was guys not on the Gemara. Says the Gemara, that was till Dovid Melech. That was only because Moshe was in the Shekhayim, and Dovid extended that down the line. Okay, that's as far as Rashi. Okay, so again, tomorrow I want to do the Taisus and the Taisus and Vomis with the Taisus and Rosh, and then we'll go on to Taisus in the Taisus. Thank you. Thank you.
I know I just did. No problem.